those words, "follow me." And those words, they're quite familiar to all of us. They're words that we use in our everyday language. You might use them to speak to a child if you're crossing a road, or like going through a crowd. They're words you might say to friends or family if you're going on a walk or a drive and you're the one who knows where you're going. They're words that we might use for someone who's feeling a bit scared, as if following in your footsteps, it's a reassurance that they'll be safe. They're words that require you to trust a person, have faith in a person or organisation. And they're words that require a response, an action. So over 2,000 years ago, Jesus spoke these words to his disciples. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus says, "Follow me," to Peter and Andrew. Mark 1 records the same event, using the same words, "follow me." Luke 5, Jesus calls Levi, saying, "follow me again," which is also recorded in Matthew and Mark. In John 1, Jesus finds Philip and says, "follow me." And my point is that in each one of the Gospels, the disciples are called with those same words, "follow me." Not just spend time with me, not just listen to my teachings, not just see my miracles and healings, not just eat food with me, not just serve with me, but follow me. And again, that phrase, "follow me," it's not just used for the disciples. When a rich man